Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got a big show for you today. A lot of people joining us on the air. Shark Con's going on in the Tampa area. We got an update from the Bahamas with Neil Watson Jr. on Shark Week. He was a part of that. A lot of stuff in the news. And obviously the cave divers that helped out the kids in Thailand. We got a report from Roz in the UK. Following up on that story. But before we get into today's show, I have to bring things down just a notch because literally the next day, or actually it was Monday morning, I got a text from some of my diving friends out on the left coast. And just 2 weeks ago, you heard me doing a show from the scuba show in Long Beach, California. And we wrapped up that broadcast a couple weeks ago on the boat, the final exam, with Vinny Two Tanks, Tutu Tom, and Captain Butch. Now, we had a fun time. They were very nice to host me, have me out on their boat. We cruised up and down the California coast there in Long Beach. It was Captain Butch's boat, and he's a retired teacher. And we were having a big old time, and you can hear this on the show. If you go back and listen to a couple weeks ago, it was like the last segment or two we were doing this. And we were making plans to come down to Bugfest and the whole thing. Monday morning, I get a text. You know, after talking and hanging with these guys, that Butch passed away. Right after the that adventure we had in Long Beach, Butch and his wife were planning to go to Russia to do like a trip of a lifetime. They were going out on a cruise, him and his spouse going out there and doing this thing they've always wanted to do. And evidently they got over into Russia on a cruise or something, and he passed away. I don't know the details. They just evidently got him back yesterday, back in the States, from what I know, and I don't have all the details just yet. But I'm a little shell-shocked. I ain't going to lie. I'm still kind of reeling from this. So we had such a fun show last week. And then, you know, you get brought back to reality when stuff like this happens and hits a little too close to home. So, obviously, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with Captain Butch and his family. You know, I've shared a few adventures with him over the last few years. He's been on some of our trips. He's been very nice. I think that was like the third time I'd been out on his boat, the final exam. And, you know, we went over to Catalina Island with him. You know, he's Vinny Two Tanks' dive buddy. They're kind of connected at the hip when we go out on these dive adventures. And we've been out in the Turks and Caicos. We were in Saba on the last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And just having the time of our lives. And you know, it obviously, it sucks on many levels. And, you know, he was so looking forward to doing more dive adventures, including going to Bugfest here in a couple weeks down in Fort Lauderdale, Lauderdale by the Sea. And I will tell you, we'll have more to talk about this and you know, in a couple weeks when we're down there for Bugfest, because Tutu Tom and Vinny Two Tanks in Captain Butch's honor are still coming to Bugfest and to join me and hang out. And obviously, we're going to have a little memorial moment or two to celebrate his life, as we've lost one of our dive buddies that are very close or part of the extended Scuba Radio family. So, once again, our hearts and prayers out there for Captain Butch's family. I mean, gosh, I remember last year, you know, not the last Scuba Radio trip, but when we were in the Turks and Caicos, Vinny had a health issue, and he had to cancel the trip before he joined us. And at the last minute, Butch's son filled in on Vinny's spot. So he went out there and diving with his son and had like, a father-son adventure that we witnessed all week, that his son was just tickled pink. He was like in seventh heaven. And I know that'll be a memory that he lives with for the rest of his life. And I'm so happy he had that experience with his dad. And it just sucks, you know? I mean, I ain't going to lie. So it's tough to have this going on in the back of your mind, but I wanted to get this off my chest as we begin the show today, and know that, you know, as silly as we get on this show, which is obviously something that we do quite a bit, obviously, you know, real life happens every now and then, and the show must go on. But don't think for one second that our hearts are a little low today, thinking of what has happened this week. And just, you know, if anything you learn from this or hear from this, hopefully you hear it in my voice. I'm obviously a little bummed, and I'm still a little shocked from the whole thing. And but that pales in comparison to just thinking about those times that you had. And you think about those memories. And when we go out on our dive adventures, if anything you should take from it is, you know, just know, don't take it for granted. I mean, it was almost taken away from me a couple years ago when I had a little heart issue, and it does make you kind of step back a little bit and just think, wow, man, we are so lucky as divers to have these experiences and to be able to share them with our friends and our dive buddies and stuff like that. Don't ever take it for granted. And it just, you know, hopefully that'll make you think a little bit more. I know at the end of every trip I take, that last dive of a live aboard trip or at a dive destination, I always kind of, you know, get a little melancholy, you know, and you kind of look around like, gosh, I am such a lucky son of a bitch right now. Wouldn't everybody want to be me? And I do. I take that moment at the end of every trip. Probably I should do it on every dive, because you never know when the last dive is going to take place. So think about that. Smile. Know that Captain Butch is hopefully going to be smiling along with us today and on with the show. So, that said, I have CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Guys, welcome. How are you?
Good, man. I'm not that good now.
Yeah, I kind of brought things down a tad, didn't I?
I'm just hearing this for the first time. I'm lucky enough to go on Captain Butch's boat with you last year.
Right.
After the Long Beach dive show to Catalina, so...
Yeah. Well, you know, it was on that trip where we almost died ourselves.
Oh, that's right. We almost got sucked into the jet.
That's right. A lot of great memories.
True. No hyperbole.
It's amazing that we didn't go long before Captain Butch.
But it really does put things into perspective. And we do, like you said, we do get silly and goofy, but we do love and care about all our friends and extended friends and family about Scuba Radio.
Exactly. And you know, and by the way, when I say Captain Butch's family, I have to throw Vinny Two Tanks in there too. Him and Vinny are like, you know, the tightest dive buddies I've ever met.
Yeah.
You don't ever see them without the other guy nearby. At least we didn't. And so I know Vinny in particular is hurting big time right now. I mean, he lost his number one dive buddy, and so we're thinking of him, and once again, we will probably be reminiscing much more about this in a couple weeks when we're down there for Bugfest in Lauderdale by the Sea. So a lot of stuff going on in that regard. Once again, CJ, Bubble Boy are in the studio, but connected via the web today, we got Barry the Boater, who was helping us out on the boat show today. Also, Captain Casey. Tobacco Nut.
Casey. Hey, Greg, was Butch and his son on our Turks Caicos trip?
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. I remember. They were a lot of fun. They were great people.
Yeah, he had that trip in particular. He really had such a great time.
Shocks me, but yeah. I guess we're all sliding that way.
Well, you know, once again, if anything else, if you learn from it, just don't take things for granted. Which we all do.
They were truly a fun couple of people. They loved diving.
Well, they had that memory, and they always will. And his son, you know, like I said, will always have that you know, that adventure to reflect back on of his dad, you know, diving with him for a week and all that kind of stuff. They got, you
and
know,
they got immortalized in Eric's book.
Exactly. That is so true. Also, we got Jerry the Diver Guy is back. How are you, Jerry?
What's going on, everybody?
Okay. All right, yeah, you're not crying about Captain Butch. I think he's crying about the sea monkeys last week.
My sea monkey buddies are gone.
Yeah, yeah. Last week he was too distraught to join us on the air, and that probably wasn't the best timing. You could have done that there, Jerry.
But damn you, Jerry.
Captain Walt, demon.
Well,
yeah,
I can't help it.
Yeah, exactly. We got to have our fun, and I know Captain Butch is laughing hysterically right now, too. Should've more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Chain up the doors and light the ceiling on fire. It's time for Shark Party.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. They are having a shark party over in the Tampa area today for Shark Con. Our buddy Big Wave Dave is hanging out there with the Go Dive Now pool. We're going to check in with him in just a bit. Also, we have Captain Walt DeMartini at the Gomez Hilton. He's done some more improvements there at the property. We're going to check in with him as well. But first, we got to follow up on a story from last week. And that would be, of course, the kids in the cave in Thailand. And the cave divers that are the real heroes of this mission. They got all the kids out. It was a fantastic thing. We have our connection who knows about this. She knows the people that were involved in the cave diving expedition, the British cave divers. It's Roz from the UK, and she's connected via Skype with us again right now. Roz, how are you? Welcome.
Hello, Greg. Very, very, very happy.
Yes, no doubt about it.
Everybody pulled off a miracle, didn't they?
They sure did. You know, I was hoping for the best, and that's what we said on the air. We didn't know how this was all going to play out. I knew watching the news reports at any time the rescue attempts were going to begin. And little did I know, they literally started, I believe, last Saturday night or Sunday morning. And next thing you know, we're getting reports of the first four kids were released. And over the next couple days, three, 4 days, they got them all. And that was just a phenomenal effort. And the what is the organization that you are that you know of that was connected? You don't represent them, but you know these guys. It's the British Cave Diving Association, or what is it again? Exactly. What do they call themselves?
I don't represent anybody, Greg.
Right.
But I was closely liaising with the British Cave Rescue Council.
Okay.
And also the Cave Diving Group.
All right. Okay.
And
so
I know
it's two groups.
I know some of the divers and some of the people.
Yeah.
Working in the background.
She hangs with this crowd. She knows these guys and knows what kind of superhero divers they truly are. And you know, whatever you see online and read about, these guys really haven't gotten a whole lot of publicity because they're just, I don't know, I get the impression they're kind of shy. They're not in it for the publicity. They're in it to do what they can to help. And that came through loud and clear. But man, there ought to be a plaque or medal or something that these guys get for pulling this thing off and doing the rescue that they completed. It's impressive.
Bronze fins.
Okay, that could be something. That might be something we could help facilitate.
Or statues of the frogmen.
Yeah, okay, could be that. I don't know. But regardless, just the fact that it was successful was probably enough satisfaction and the best that they could hope for. Is that right, Roz, from what you've heard from them as well?
That was absolutely the best that they could hope for. It was a bit of a bittersweet rescue because the cave has achieved absolutely what they came in to do, 100% success recovery. But it was very much a bittersweet thing because, of course, a Navy SEAL, Salman Gunan, was lost. And
right.
Every single person, all the Brits and the Australians, have all played tribute to this former SEAL. And they all regret his passing.
Yeah. I mean, that was obviously an unfortunate situation. He was going in. I read something that he was going in to help place some tanks in support of the rescue. And something happened. He went unconscious or whatever. And, you know, he passed. So we obviously feel for him and his family. And obviously that does put a damper. The cave diving community, very small, loose-knit community, and everybody knows everybody. It's pretty amazing how that is. And you just kind of mingle in that crowd. And you know a lot of those folks. Do you know them on a personal level, or you just know them because you went to some of these events that you're always at, like Tech Dive, you know, or Eurotech, or and that those kind of things? And you just kind of hang in that crowd. Right, Roz? Is that how it is?
It's a mixture. Some are personal friends.
Yeah.
Some are friendly colleagues. Some are colleagues. But yes, some of them involved with the sharp end, they are friends.
Yeah.
I will say
what I've read about the rescue, and it's amazing how these British diver friends of yours, the three guys that you mentioned last week that you're aware of. I read an article about them. I think it was actually an X-ray. And it was amazing how they were just downplaying, like, well, this was kind of an uneventful rescue. It's just like, you know, we executed a plan, we created a plan, and we just executed it. And it was pretty much, you know, went how we expected it to go. Because if you plan properly, you shouldn't have any big surprises. And I was like, wow, talk about downplaying the danger and the magnitude of executing an event or a rescue like this. I think it said a lot to their character, actually. I was like, these guys are obviously upstanding folks.
This is a typical Brit attitude, though, Greg. This is how we are.
Very
this is quite normal.
Quite understated. Yeah, you don't hear Roz getting too excited either. She's kind of like that, too. Like, you know, if it was me, CJ, or Bubble Boy, we'd be jumping up and down and, you know, saying, I am amazing! You know, but that, I guess that's just in our... We're not proper, yeah, maybe. But yeah, it's good stuff. I love it. And I mean, from your perspective, Roz, are you just, you know, honored to even know these guys and have any contact with them? Or what's your thought about this whole thing?
I think that I share what we all share that know all these guys, which is we're really glad that the boys are out safe. We're really glad that the coach is out safe. And we're really thankful that all our rescuers have come home safe and sound. And it's the Brits are home, the Australians are home. There are other people on the international team, and I don't know where they are. I hope they're home safe. But the Aussies are home, the Brits are home. And for that, we are extremely thankful.
No doubt.
They've come back safe and sound.
Yeah.
And that's all we are. We're just pleased that they're back.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an incredible rescue. The boys were they did a lot of preparation planning. It was a bit of an Apollo 13 moment because they put out an appeal for full face masks, and Ocean Reef were incredibly kind and couriered over some Ocean Reef masks. And unfortunately, these weren't positive pressure masks. They come in a range of sizes. They were good on the fit side, but they weren't positive pressure. And so we had to get two Arga masks. There's a guy called Neil Brock who runs Bristol Channel Diving, and he got two Arga masks, made sure they were properly prepared. They were escorted to a place by somebody from a cave diving group, picked up a policeman who blued and tooed them all the way up to Heathrow, who put them on a Thai Airways flight, who got them to Thailand, who got them to the cave, who got them to the rescuers. And then we had this moment to these positive pressure Arga Divator masks, which are fantastic, not fitting the Thai faces, little boys. And so Neil Brock spent a lot of time in the background doing an Apollo 13 fix to make sure that he could provide hoods and stuff.
All right, well, hold on. We'll finish this up on the other side. We got Roz from the UK. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
I have Roz from the UK. We're talking about the cave diving mission that was wildly successful with the kids from the soccer team that they rescued last week. Great news all the way around. You're telling us about the full face masks from Ocean Reef. They donated them. Is that right, Roz? But they didn't.
They carried some out, but they weren't positive pressure. So the team needed Arga Divators, which were positive pressure.
Okay, but they didn't quite fit right. So how did he make that work?
So you remember in Apollo 13 where you've got square scrubbers trying to be fitted into a round scrubber hole, and somebody walks into a room and dumps a load of stuff on my desk and go, right, they've got this up here.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much the same thing happened with Neil Brock. He looked at what the divers would have out there and worked with a hood and worked at how to bulk out a hood so that it would go on the Thai face to the boy's face, and so it would fit the mask properly. And he succeeded because we have 13 people rescued safe and alive.
Mm-hmm.
So there's... But he was just, you know, there's been lots of moving parts. There's been thousands of people involved with this, Greg. So there's going to have been people in other countries doing stuff too. But over in the UK, probably one of the big unsung heroes has been Gavin Newman, who's a cave cinematographer. And he did a lot of liaison. He took people to airports. He picked up gear. He chased down stuff. He went and picked up stuff and got it to airports. He liaised with the press.
Yeah.
And he just quietly got on with it, and he did a lot of running around to make sure that the right people and the right equipment got on the right flights at the right time. And he went without a lot of sleep. He did a lot of traveling, and he did a phenomenal job looking after everybody and supporting the Brits out there. And then
awesome.
We've had people like Meflex Hoses, who just gave, you know, they gave a pile of hoses, and OmniSwivel gave some quick fitting disconnects, and, you know, Raisby Dive Center handed over every single A-clamp adapter they had.
Yeah, you know, there's so many people to thank, and all these unsung heroes are going to be exposed over the next few weeks. I have no doubt. I'm sure more video footage, pictures. There'll have to be a victory tour of some of these divers.
Like the Jacksons.
Or something. At least there should. All right. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dad, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter, he loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude, an underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. No matter how many bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows something's gonna die when the bug hunter goes down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is the Scuba Cowboy. He is going to be at Mugfest here in, a week and a half, like a week from Tuesday. We got to go out there to the Plunge Beach Hotel and celebrate accordingly and kick off lobster mini season in Florida. It's going to be a great time for sure. I cannot wait to once again, you know, hone my lobster slaying skills and maybe eat a tail or two. I might even catch a lobster, too. See what I did there? You guys didn't notice?
No.
Greg, there's really no room for that kind of juvenile jokes.
Moving
on. Show.
All right.
Greg,
yes.
I have the perfect skill for you to warm up for Bugfest.
Okay. Casey the tobacco nut has a suggestion, and that would be what?
You guys need to come on a scallop field trip.
Ooh. I like the sound of this. Now, he's out on the west coast of Florida.
Where we just opened scallop season.
Yeah, they do this all the time, where they have scallops.
But you have to watch them. The little buggers will come at you snapping their little jaws.
Okay, now I think he's exaggerating a little bit, because it's basically like a snorkel Easter egg hunt.
He's been smoking that wacky weed.
Okay, thank you, Jerry.
No, you see them all the time swimming at you, snapping their little jaws.
Yeah, they do.
Get your finger in there and see what happens to you.
Yeah, you don't want to get your finger caught in a scallop. I mean, they do open up like a clam kind of thing.
Some of them get up to 2 inches.
Okay, do they? Wait, what do you mean, two
Are we
inches?
Are still talking about scallops?
Yeah, well, 2 inches, you mean thick?
Like, I love scallops.
Across the shell.
Across the shell? What are you talking about? That'd be longer than 2 inches. Wouldn't it?
Well, bigger ones, but you know, they're scary. You don't go after those. You go after the babies.
Oh,
Tender little baby scallops.
Now he sounds a little disturbed.
Sick bastard.
Yes. You know, he's not far from SharkCon, by the way, over there on the West Coast. Where is it? Because SharkCon's over by the Florida Aquarium, which is in Tampa.
Florida Aquarium's in Tampa. I'm about 20 minutes away from that. And then if we go out of Hudson, which is just north of Tampa, we can be in the eelgrass and looking for scallops in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Greg, why did we not send Casey to cover SharkCon?
Well, that's what I was alluding to that maybe he should go to SharkCon. But Big Wave Dave is there now. He's our man.
Okay. Oh, well, fine. Big Wave Dave.
Well, you could go tomorrow.
Well, it's too late now.
No. I don't want to encroach on Big Wave Dave.
Well, he has to teach people how to dive while he's out there. And, you know, Richard Dreyfuss is out there. There's some Sharknado people.
Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, can I drop your name?
Well, you could. Yeah,
he'll run away.
They have
won't do you any good.
Yeah, they have like
you'll
four.
You'll be banned.
They have four actors from Sharknado there, and I wasn't available.
he was available.
Who's laughing? Why are
usually
laughing
you drop
me?
Greg's name, you're met with a puzzled look, and who?
I was the sweaty
the guy
Florida
in the background.
Oh, hey, he's a sweaty tourist.
Yeah, I was a sweaty Florida tourist in Sharknado 3.
He's a sweaty Florida tourist and a scaly manfish.
Yeah, I told Dave to put in a word for me because evidently they've set it up a little differently this year where they brought in some stars to like sign autographs and stuff. And what they do is they sign, you know, have them set up against the wall and you go up there and you pay the guy like, you know, $40 to get an autograph, like Ian Zerling.
I don't
the
like
star from
paying
Sharknado.
For those. That's
so you're
going.
So Greg, you're going to pay people to come up and sign their autographs?
No, you got it backwards. They would come up to me and say, "Hey, you're a sweaty Florida tourist from Sharknado 3." I'm like, "Yeah, give me $20. I'll
Again,
give you autograph."
Who?
Right, you're going to give them $20 to come up there so you could sign their autograph.
No, I am not. But they're going to have me sign stuff, and it'll probably be on a line of a check.
You know, for a guy who's
though.
An accountant, Barry's got his math all wrong.
Exactly.
On this.
He's so ass backwards. Yeah.
So how much will you pay me to go up and get them to sign something to the sweaty tourist?
No, I don't really need any of
a bucket
like that.
Of scallops will work.
Hey, now you're talking. Now you're talking.
I already have one of those.
You already went scallop hunting?
That's where I went last weekend when it opened.
Did you really? Okay. Well, how many buckets did you get? Or you buy them?
I got about a dozen.
Okay.
I
now,
how do you needed.
How do you prepare them when you eat them?
Pop them out of the shell, roll them around in some melted butter, and throw them on the grill.
Nice.
Oh. Butter. Yeah. Yeah, scallops and would be nice, yeah.
Here you go. Here's the deal. Field trip for the crew.
Yeah.
Mermaid rum,
ooh,
scalloping, and a cigar.
Oh, now you're talking.
That sounds good.
Well, wait. We can throw lobster in there, too. Maybe even bag a lionfish or two.
Isn't the season a short season?
Well, yeah. How long does scallop season go there?
Yeah, I'd have to look. I think it's to, like, September. It's only a couple months.
Yeah. So let me get this straight, though. You only got, like, 12 scallops?
I only took what
buckets.
I wanted.
No, I said buckets, but I think he only got 12 scallops. Is that
I
right?
I grabbed up 12 scallops. That's
okay.
All I was out
That's
to
not
get
a lot.
Was dinner.
Yeah. I don't know what the limit is, but I know when I went out there and did this a few years ago, we got like a couple buckets full.
Yeah, you can get several gallons.
Yeah. Is that how they do it? You can get so many gallons per day
gallons
or something?
Cleaned or by a shell.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And what, you know, the downside of getting a gallon of scallops is that you got to clean a gallon of scallops, and it's not a pleasant sight to clean a scallop. It's one step
it's
removed
from
oyster.
It's about the same as shucking an oyster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is it worse than cleaning up a lobster tail?
Oh yes,
it's worse than ripping
yeah,
a tail off of a lobster and sticking its antenna up. It's
easy. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
scallop cleaning involves high risk of sticking yourself with a knife.
Okay.
What about using a hammer?
Nah, then you mess up the meat inside because you're getting for this little knob of meat that's attached to the cell.
Make it sound so appetizing.
Yeah. A little hunk of meat.
Yeah, Greg, try not to get necrotizing fasciitis when you
do
that.
Is it just like shucking oysters?
Well, it is. It's very similar. You got to pry the shell open. And then, you know, we had a special technique. I don't know if you incorporated this into your scallop hunting season there, Casey, but we would crack the shell open. We'd pry it open with like a shucker kind of device.
Easy.
And then we would take a shop vac and put the hose up around the knob of meat, and that would suck up all the loose goo around it and like clean it. And then you just cut off the meat off the shell. But the shop vac was a very fast and effective way to clean all the guts out of your scallop.
And who
quickly.
Cleaned the shop vac?
The person who cleaned the least amount of...
he returned it back to the store. He purchased it at.
I think I have a better way. I just have this steel table, and I dump them out and cut them and clean them, and all the goo goes off down the exhaust into a ditch.
I just like the fact that Greg said sucking off loose goo.
Okay. Well, you know, I tell you, all this talk of shucking scallops kind of makes you hungry.
You're shucking crazy.
Somewhat, you know, sick to your stomach at the same time.
I do want to vomit.
I just like the part where they sizzle on the grill and taste real yummy when I throw them back in the melted butter.
They are damn good.
So you grilled them?
I grill them.
Huh. I would think you would. I thought you were supposed to like saute scallops.
That works too.
Oh,
you can.
Grill is good.
I mean, you can saute them, you can grill them, you could damn near eat them raw, probably.
Well, yeah, that's true. I bet you could.
Like an oyster?
Well, like a sushi. Scallop sushi,
like
maybe? Sushi.
Sushi? Oysters raw. I'm sure they can shoot a scallop.
Yeah,
I
don't
sushi
do
last
that.
Night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have any scallop sushi?
No.
I don't think that'd be wise.
No,
have you been in the Gulf of Mexico? I don't know if I would want to do that.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Aren't they filter feeders?
Exactly.
Let's not all, focus on
all
that.
All bivalves are filter feeders.
Yeah. You know, you gotta take your mind in other directions because lobsters are the same way.
Yeah, let's not.
They eat all the crap on the filters down to the bottom of the sea, you know, literally.
Yeah, but they have a bigger digestive system.
They're all
so
bottom feeders.
Yeah. It goes in and out.
Well, if you say so, bury the boater. But I just try not to think about that. And it's easy to be distracted once you take a piece of that chewy meat that's covered in butter.
Just edit that out of the podcast.
Not you.
Pussers. A shot of rum.
Parquet. Yeah.
Pussers.
Okay. Yeah, you throw that as a little, accessory to the whole experience.
Bivalve.
And a cigar. And, yeah, it sounds like a well-rounded adventure. Okay, look, we got more coming up on the big show. Big Wave Dave from SharkCon threatening to join us next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
Yeah, wait, you're the lead dive master on the Agua Cat? What are you?
Yes, sir. I'm the lead dive master.
Okay, do it again. One more time.
You kidding?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The what? Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Manny. I'm a dive instructor in Agua Cat. And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to
the dive. World's first radio show
devoted to dive.
You kidding? One? You did it, translate.
Translate.
True. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Right. I can do it slow.
Okay, do it slow. Yeah, do it slow.
The world's first
Radio show.
Devoted to diving.
Devoted to diving.
For the Spanish speakers, la mejor radio estación de radio devota de lo que es el buceo.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that, Manny. I am Greg the Dive Master, and this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Easy for me to say. All right, so look, before we continue on, we got Big Wave Dave standing by at SharkCon. I just want to give a little shout-out. Roz from the UK, all that stuff we were talking about, the cave divers, the rescue mission and all that stuff, you can find out more at X-Ray Magazine. Just x-raymag.com, I believe, is the website. Just Google it if that doesn't pull it up. There's also a book by Martin Farr, F-A-R-R, called The Darkness Beckons. And it tells the stories about some of these cave divers that were involved in the mission. It has great information. Martin's book was on the short list for a top book award and has some fantastic cave diving stories about Rick Stanton, John Volathan, I think is how they said it, Jason Mallison, the guys that were part of the rescue. I'll screw up their last name, so I'll leave it to you to read and follow up accordingly. All right, that takes us to Big Wave Dave at SharkCon over there. It's over by the Florida Aquarium. Is that right, Dave?
Well, it's actually at the State Fairgrounds.
Okay, which is close.
Not far. Yeah.
Not far. Okay, we'll go with that. But you're there with the Go Dive Now pool, and this thing is in full effect and having a good time. They're just celebrating the life of sharks at SharkCon. Is that right?
You got that right. And we've been packed, so just kind of slowing down right now. But we have people in the pool since 10 o'clock, just showing them, turning on the scuba. That way they get a chance, they can go dive with the sharks for real.
Right. Now, this is a play on like Comic-Con, but the focus is sharks. So are people coming dressed up as a shark? Are they doing that kind of thing too? Are you seeing a few of those folks or what?
Yeah, some are. It's not huge, but there's a few people.
Yeah. All right, but they do have a lot of celebs in the shark, movie world, I guess. We got Richard Dreyfuss from Jaws, the lady who was eaten by the shark in the opening scene of the Jaws movie, the first Jaws movie. She's there, right?
Yep, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. But yeah, we got Dreyfuss here and a few other people from Jaws, and we got pretty much the major cast from Sharknado.
Well, they almost have a complete cast with the exception of me. Did you ask him, like, hey, why didn't you have Greg? He was sweaty Florida tourist number 3.
I'll ask him later when I get a chance, because I've been pretty much chained to this desk today. It's been so busy.
Yeah, me and Ian Zerling from Sharknado.
Good excuse.
We're close personal friends. He looked at me once. Yeah.
Okay. So he'll remember you.
Yeah. Nova, the hot chick in that movie and Sharknado. Once again, well, I didn't see her at all. So, but I still consider her a close personal friend because we were in the same movie together.
I have a question for Big Wave Dave. Dave, how many entrepreneurs have gotten the sharks to invest in their businesses?
That's a good question. I would have to find the show expert to tell you that one.
Yeah. Yeah, Cuban was a is
yeah.
He's not there though, right? I don't think he's
there. But we got all kinds of people here from all about sharks.
What about Mr. Wonderful?
No. Well, that's Dave. He's kind of like filling those shoes or those fins. He's Big Wave Dave. He's kind of like the Mr. Wonderful
So confused.
Yeah, that'll be something they'll have to work on for next year. Is get the folks from Shark Tank there. You think, Dave? I mean, it's a whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So all these people.
It's all about sharks in the ocean. But guess what? I am going to have to take a little run here because we just got a big end-of-day surge.
Okay. I'll let you go, Dave. GoDiveNow.com. You can go there and see where he's going to be. Obviously, he's at SharkCon this week. Casey, you could go there tomorrow. It's happening tomorrow, too.
So, that may be in the plans for tomorrow.
Yeah, you get your an autograph from Ian Zerling. I think he's only charging like $40.
Is he saying that right?
Yeah, of course.
Zerling,
there's
there?
No L in it, right?
You know, they're best friends.
Yeah, we're close personal friends. What do you question this, CJ?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wait a minute, is this like a field trip?
Walt DeMartini would know.
Field trip.
I don't think it's a field trip. Wouldn't it be more appropriate as a road trip? guys?
Scallop field trip.
Field trip sounds kind of...
Yeah, field trip, you have to have
a field. Slip from your parents.
Do you need a field for a field trip?
No.
Oh.
What do you call it?
Brown bag lunch.
Scallop field trip.
No, the people that are in charge.
Teachers.
Chaperones.
No, thank you. Thank you.
You need a chaperone.
Chaperones.
We don't want no stinking chaperones.
Heck,
you mean
no.
Wives?
No, no.
Wives?
Please,
no,
don't say
no
that
wives.
Word around me.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Shark-con.com, by the way. You can check out information on that event going on
this
weekend.
I was thinking we could get the folks from Enjoy Spirits and Mermaid Rum to
chaperone. There you go.
Pussers.
No, that's not. That's Mermaid Rum. Wild Buck Risky. Plus, there's a different type of rum altogether there, CJ. Get it right, will you? Okay, look, we're going to talk some Shark Week stuff with Neil Watson Jr. in Hour 2, plus more stuff on Bugfest. A lot coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You're out of whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the one. I'm yummy.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.